The Youth's Instructor, August 14, 1906. A Solemn Message to Our Youth. The Youth's Instructor, August 14, 1906. A Solemn Message to Our Youth. In connection with the petition of Christ, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. I felt impelled by the Spirit of God to appeal to the youth to study the word. Let everyone covenant with God to study the word. Dear youth, cease to read the magazines containing stories. Put away every novel. In the days of Paul, those who were converted at Ephesus burned their magical books. We would do well to clear our houses of all the story magazines and the publications containing ridiculous pictures, representations originated by satanic agencies. The youth cannot afford to poison their minds with such things. What is the chaff to the wheat? Let everyone who claims to be a follower of Christ read only that which is true and of eternal value. We must prepare ourselves for most solemn duties. A world is to be saved. The work is advancing in a most marvelous manner in foreign lands. And even within the shadow of our doors, there are many, many opportunities for communicating to others the saving truths of the third angel's message. Publications are to be distributed like the leaves of autumn. This is the message that has been coming to us from the Lord for many years. In view of the great work to be done, how can anyone afford to waste precious time and God-given means in doing those things that are not for his best good or for the glory of God? The Scriptures are to be studied diligently and are to be made the man of our counsel. None can afford to neglect this source of strength and blessing. While in Mountain View, I was instructed as God's messenger to appeal to the youth connected with our institutional work. This message is applicable to all young men and young women who claim to be Sabbath keepers, and especially to those who are laboring in our institutions. Dear youth, there is great need of your examining yourselves. Many perished in the fearful calamity at San Francisco. How many who were destroyed by that awful earthquake were prepared for death? How many who are still alive will be admonished? None of us can foretell where the next destructive earthquake may be permitted to come. Who are prepared? Let none begin to believe that amusements are essential, and that a careless disregard of the Holy Spirit during hours of selfish pleasure is to be looked upon as a light matter. God will not be mocked. Let every young man, every young woman consider, am I prepared today for my life to close? Have I the heart preparation that fits me to do the work which the Lord has given me to do? Every youth should make God's word his guide, and daily gather from the word the instruction given. If some refuse to be guided by this instruction, they are sowing seeds that the enemy has placed in their hands, and they will not care to reap the harvest. In view of the abundant opportunity given everyone to walk in the light of God's word, is it not sad to think that some are choosing their own way of careless pleasure? Every talent of influence is to be sacredly cherished and used for the purpose of gathering souls to Christ. Young men and young women should not think that their sports, their evening parties, and musical entertainments, as usually conducted, are acceptable to Christ. Light has been given me again and again that all our gatherings should be characterized by a decided religious influence. If our young people would assemble to read and understand the scriptures, asking, "What shall I do that I may have eternal life?" and then place themselves unitedly upon the side of truth, the Lord Jesus would let his blessing come into their hearts. Oh, that every church member, every worker in our institutions, might realize that this life is a school in which to prepare for examination by the God of heaven with regard to purity, cleanness of thought, unselfishness of action. Every word and act, every thought, is recorded on the record books of heaven. To all, old and young, the word of the Lord is, "Let the truth of God be inwrought in mind and soul." Let your prayer be, "O Lord, preserve my soul, that I shall not dishonor thee." Let your prayers ascend to God, that he may sanctify the soul in thought, in word, in spirit, in every transaction. Plead with God that not one thread of selfishness shall be woven into the fabric of your character. Let the prayer be offered, "Sanctify my heart through the truth. Let thy angels keep my soul in strict integrity. Let my mind be impressed with the simple, searching maxims in thy word, given to guide me in this life as a preparation for the future eternal life." It is through the power and prevalence of truth that we must be sanctified and elevated to the true dignity of the standard set forth in the Word. The way of the Lord can be learned only through most careful obedience to His Word. Study the Word.